Amen. Let's take a moment and pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your purposes and your plans, Lord, for each one of us. And Lord, thank you that we can gather together in your name and look into your word, Lord, and learn from you, learn from one another. Lord, we just thank you that you have good things in store for us, Lord, as we put our trust in you. And so, Lord, I pray you lead this time, direct us by your Spirit. I pray that you would accomplish all that you desire to accomplish in this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, like I mentioned, today's message is really more of a testimony than a teaching. And it's related to something that primarily my wife went through with her job. She is a school teacher. And she teaches at a small private Christian school. And she basically has taught there for 3 years. And she, at the end of this past school year, was informed that they weren't going to renew her contract. And so pretty much we were at a loss for words as far as why they weren't going to rehire her. But we were able to be content with what happened. And but today's message is related to that. And I have two passages that I would like to share with you that I think are really appropriate that relate to this message. And the first one is Psalms 34, and it's verses, I want to read the entire psalm. And I thought that part of it was going to be read at the scripture reading, but I think a different passage was read. But that's okay, because God knows what we need when we need it. Amen? So, but Psalms 34, it reads, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. That particular verse is one of the main verses that I wanted to focus on as far as this passage. I'll read it again. It says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you, his holy people. For those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weary and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their name from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones, not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned.
Amen.
Amen. Man, and that passage, like I said, I think it really does relate to what my wife went through. And so I'm going to, some of this I'll read, but so you guys please bear with me, and I'll just try to share as I go. So, but my wife, like I said, she works at a small Christian school where she teaches math, and she teaches 6th through 8th graders, and she loves what she does. She's been teaching really for probably close to 12 to 13 years. And the school that she teaches at, they do like a one-year contract. And so, you know, each year at the end of the school year, they call you in and they review you as to whether or not they're going to give you a contract for the next year. And so my wife, when she went in for her review, she found out that they weren't going to renew her contract. And she was pretty much shocked when she heard it, because they hadn't given her any type of indication that they weren't happy with her as far as her teaching. And normally what they do is they will give you a written write-up, and or they'll give you a warning, and then they'll also try to provide opportunities to help you to deal with those problems so that you can be more effective as a teacher. And she didn't receive any of that. When she went in, they just said, there's been some problems. We've decided that we want to do something different. And so we're not going to renew your contract. And so, like I said, she was in shock. And so as she sat there, she was asked the question by the administrators. They said, do you have anything to say? And yeah, I'm sure she could have had a few choice words to say, but instead, she is still in shock. She said no, and she thanked them for the opportunity to teach there. And then she told them, she said, you know, I really don't want to be anywhere that God doesn't want me to be. And I thought, wow, that was a powerful statement, because, you know, it really does reflect just her heart of she wants to do what's pleasing to God. And if that wasn't the place for her to be, then she didn't want to be there. And so she called me after that happened, and she told me what had transpired. And I told her, well, we can talk about it more when I get home, because I was still at work. And so once we got home, we talked about it, and actually, you know, we were upset in one sense that she had lost her job, but at the same time, we still were able to be content. And the reason we were able to be content was partly because, you know, we had previously talked about her teaching at that school. And this past particular year, it was been a really difficult year. She basically had a small group of parents that really made her life miserable. And so she was really wondering, well, should I go back? And so we said, well, if God wants you to go back, you know, you'll get the contract. And if not, then it won't happen. So once she didn't get the contract, we thought, oh, okay, well, I guess, God, you're leading her to something else. You're moving her on. And so in that sense, we were able to have some peace. But still, she was hurt, you know, because she works hard. I can testify to that. Sometimes she'd be up late at night working on papers, grading papers, doing, what do you call it, like lesson plans, yeah. And so she was, you know, she had really put in a lot of effort to try and help the students to be successful, and only to find out that her contract wasn't going to be renewed. So the next day when I had gone off to work, my wife said she woke up and to the sound of her her cell phone buzzing. She looked at it, and she said it was buzzing with texts and emails, and they were from the parents. And the parents, they were outraged. A lot of the parents, they just said they didn't know why it had happened, couldn't understand why it had happened. They really were thankful for my wife. And it not only happened to her, but it was also one other teacher who had been there for 20 years. And they did the exact same thing to him. And so, but the parents, they basically were up in arms about it. And so they, like I said, they were sending emails to my wife and to the other teacher. And they were also sending those emails to the administration and letting them know that they were in no ways happy with this decision. And they wanted some answers. And so, and they also informed the school that they were sending these messages not only to other parents, but to their friends as well. So it wasn't looking good as far as the school, as far as how they were dealing with their employees. So after all of these emails went back and forth, actually some of the parents even mentioned that they would be willing to actually go out and picket the school because they were that upset because they just felt like they were left out of the loop and that this was kind of done in a not so Christian-like way. And so so as a result, the parents, they wanted to try and have a meeting with the school board, but initially they didn't want to meet with them. And so, but my wife did hear about a school board meeting that was going to be coming up, and she decided to try and have a meeting with them so she could get some more clarification on exactly what happened. And so she was granted that meeting, and I was able to go with her, and she was able to pretty much state her case as to what had happened from her point of view, and so they listened, and they basically pretty much said, well, you know, we still have a few problems with some of the things that were going on in the class, and so at that point they still hadn't planned to renew her contract. And after that, we went back home, and again, you know, we just prayed, and we thanked God that he was in control, thanked him for the opportunity that we had to talk with them, at least to state her case, and for them to give a little more clarification. She actually had a chance to read a report on her school year, which was the first time she had seen it. When we went to meet with the school board, that was the first opportunity that she had to actually see that report. And so when she read it, she just didn't understand it because a lot of the things that she was accused of not doing, she had been doing. And so as a result, it just, in one sense, made it all the more confusing as far as why her contract wasn't renewed. But I just want to say that that God is still in control. You know, God is still in control, and God knew everything that had happened, and God basically decided that he was going to take care of it. And let me catch up to my notes. I guess one of the things that I wanted to mention was the support that she was receiving from all the parents. To my wife and myself, that was really a reflection of how God had gone to bat for her, you know, how God had stepped up to fight her battles, because at that point she was too weak to fight. You know, she didn't have any strength to fight, and she just needed to trust God that that he was going to accomplish what he was going to accomplish. But through the action of those parents, we really saw that God had stepped in, and God was fighting on her behalf. And so a couple days later, after we had had the meeting with the school board, my wife, she got a phone call. And the phone call was actually from one of the members of the school board, one of the people that was sitting in on that meeting that we went to. And it was an unofficial call. But this person, he said, we didn't follow the right procedures when we dismissed you. And he said, I think that you should actually ask the school board to consider reinstating you. And so it was encouraging because I guess the truth was seen that she really hadn't done anything wrong. Not to say that, none of us are perfect. We all try to do our jobs with perfection or try to do our jobs with excellence. But still, there's times that we're going to fall short. And so things aren't going to be perfect. But for the most part, I think that my wife did an excellent job, and she did all that she could do to help those students. And in fact, like some of the students, it was like just a small group of them who weren't doing well in her class. And so my wife, she volunteered extra time to try to help those students, not only her, but another teacher. They both volunteered. They gave up their free time to try and help those students. And try as they might, some of those kids, they didn't take advantage of the opportunity. I mean, the opportunity was presented to them to get extra help, but in some cases, they still just chose not to. And so, as a result, they didn't do good, because my wife and the other teacher, they're both old school teachers. It's like, you get what you earn. And so if you don't put forth the effort to earn your grade, then you get what you applied yourself to get. And if they didn't, then they fail. So, I guess, like I said, after the one person that was on the school board called her and told her she should ask to be reinstated, we went back and prayed about it, thought about it, and thought that it might be a good thing, to ask them because, if she needed a job for the coming year. And so we, after praying about it, we had peace about asking for her to be reinstated. So she went back to the school, met with some of the school board members and some of the administrators, and they said, well, we will consider it. And so after a couple days, they gave her a call, and they told her, we will reinstate you. And so we were thankful that that God had come through for her in that way. And like I said, when we look back at it, we really realize that it was only by the grace of God, that she was able to continue her job where she was. And I guess one other passage that that I wanted to read was it's actually in the book of Exodus, and it is, hold on one second, I'll find it. It's Exodus chapter 14, and it's verses 13 and 14. And it reads, Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord. You will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." And I think, like I said, that was the case that with my wife. All she could do was just be still. She could only be still, and the Lord had to fight on her behalf. And but it's encouraging that God is faithful. God is faithful to meet the needs of His children. And I'm sorry, but I'm fumbling through my notes, but I will get to the last part that I want to talk about. Yeah, right here. And I, like I said, the main thing that I wanted to hope that you would get out of this message through sharing this is that that one, you would be encouraged by it, just seeing how God is faithful, and that He's faithful to His children, and mostly that God will see that, or I'm sorry, that mostly you would see that God would fight on our behalf. When we're in difficulties, God will fight on our behalf. And it's encouraging in the book of Revelations, chapter 3, verse 7, it says, God opens and no man can shut. And He closes and no man can open. And so when God has something for you, there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that can stop you from receiving it. And so by the grace of God, God hadn't closed that door for my wife. And He fought on her behalf so that she could continue her job there. And so so that's pretty much all I had to share today. I know it's a little bit short, but praise God that I was able to get through it. So let's take a few minutes and pray, and then we'll have our final song. Lord, we thank You for Your love for us. We thank You that for the grace that You give to us each day. Lord, thank You that You are a God who fights on our behalf. And Lord, thank You that You are faithful to Your children. Lord, we just give You thanks and we give You praise for the work that You are doing in each of our lives. And Lord, thank You that what You have in store for us, Lord, it can't be taken away. And Lord, we thank You that, again, that You have good things in store for us, Lord, that You bless us with all that we need, Lord. And so, Lord, we just want to commit these things to You and pray that You would use these truths, Lord, to help us to follow You more fully. And we pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our final song, We've Come This Far by Faith. It's a faith walk, trusting in the Lord. And we're going to sing the whole song. So stand with us. Start again. walk by trusting.
Trusting
in His holy word.
Trusting in His holy word. Trusting.
No matter what the report says.
Trusting in His holy word.
No matter what the board says.
Trusting in His holy word. Trusting.
He's going to come to us.
Trusting in
the storm. Got to have the storm sometimes. He doesn't say go away storm. He comes to us on the water. Walking on that storm.
Trusting in
His holy word. He's going to keep on trusting.
Trusting.
Trusting in His holy word.
Trusting in His holy word.
Trusting in you, Lord. The final word. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, I hope and pray that the Lord was able to use what I shared with you today in some way to meet a need for you. Let's pray. Lord, again, we just want to thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for your goodness towards us. And Lord, we just pray for your grace, even for the rest of this day, that you establish our steps. We pray for the coming week, Lord, that you lead us by your Spirit in all that we do. Lord, we do want to keep our trust in you. Lord, keep our eyes on you in every circumstance. And we just pray and commit these things to you. And so, Lord, we just pray until the next time that we meet, that you watch over each one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That's been I hope you've enjoyed this record. I hope it's ministered to your heart and soul. Please continue to keep us in your prayers. And we'll be praying for your family too. I just got one more thing I want to leave with you. If you're going through something, family.
When I cannot feel sparrows sing.
If you didn't go through something, and when you go through something, that's when you'll meet Jesus. Can I get a witness of it? And listen, if you're really sick in your body and feel like giving up, listen.
When the sickness won't leave my body,
yes, sir.
And the pain just won't leave my soul,
this is all you gotta do.
I get on my knees and say, Jesus, please.
Blessing
in the storm.
I need a witness in
here. Help me sing.
heartbroken and you've been lied to, I want to let you know that there is a lover named Jesus, and he will supply your every need, family.
When I cannot seem to love again.
Yes, sir.
And the raindrops cold. Ever end.
But if you just hold on.
If you just hold on.
These clouds.
Those clouds will soon be gone.
Yes, sir.
There's a blessing.
Weeping. Abraham, and I am the ultimate. am joy.